This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Alex Hakes. The past 4 years have taken their toll on many businesses. Company insolvencies soared by 52% from 2021 to 2023, according to credit checking agency CreditSafe. One small business that understands all too well the recent challenges is The Inside, the Tunbridge Wells cafe and creative space in Calverley Adventure Grounds, run by Laura Parker.
So we opened December 2019, so it's quite a hidden little space and we wanted it to be like a haven. The vision was always around community and making it a place for people to come and connect either with themselves or using a craft or just with friends. It was all looking okay, very good, and obviously then the big COVID bug came. I've never run a catering company before, and so suddenly I'm having to deal with changing laws and government initiatives, staffing, how to keep them safe. So COVID was a massive learning curve for us. Then we've come out of that and now we're looking at the cost of living. And the location itself is a struggle. We are set right back in the playground. There's never really been any signage telling us we're here. We're not allowed any signage on the main road. So we really are a destination space, and that's a huge challenge on its own.
Those various challenges finally seemed insurmountable late last year, but quitting is not in Laura's DNA.
I mean, I'm a redhead. I refuse to walk away. My team love it here, and the people who come, our regulars, love it here. So when we thought we were going to have to close at the end of last year, we had people coming in crying, so upset that we were going. So I've tried to give it now one more year. So I'm really putting everything in to try and make it work.
To save costs, Laura now makes all the delicious pastries and cakes herself and has taken the cafe back to its creative roots.
That was one of the visions, and that was one of the aspirations when we came here, creating a space for people to come and have a bit of, I call it creative pampering. We go and get our nails done, we go and get our hair done. But actually, pampering the soul is something we don't necessarily focus on as much.
Laura is passionate about the mental health benefits of creative crafting, especially among preteen and teens.
For me, crochet is a really good way to get teens involved, getting them hand making and getting them off their screens. If they've had an argument with friends, if something's gone down on social media, or they just need 10 minutes of headspace. So we've had 11 girls in today, all learning how to crochet.
One of those taking part in the course is 10-year-old Ellie, who told me what she loves about crochet and what she's making.
Two different types of bags and a plushie. You get to pick which one you're doing. I love crocheting, I love crafting, so it's just really fun to do it.
12-year-old Mabel is also enjoying the benefits of the creative, welcoming community space created by Laura.
I love it. I came here because I wanted to learn to, like, do something. I tried like loads of YouTube videos and I just thought, why not like go and actually have someone who knows how to do stuff. It's cozy, it's warm, and it's just a nice place to be.
By diversifying and adapting, Laura hopes to keep The Inside open for all to enjoy for many years to come, selling craft kits to take home or as gifts and products by local artisans, including sleep masks, candles and face creams, alongside the cafe, workshops and birthday parties. Despite her boundless enthusiasm and energy, Laura is all too aware of the fragility facing all small businesses. So what does she think the future has in store for The Inside?
I'm not sure. So we're trying to find a fairy godmother or a knight in shining armour. We basically need to sponsor this place. If we don't get support and we don't get the footfall in, then we close. It really is as brutal as that. And that's not just for a coffee shop, but that's for all local businesses. You can easily click a button on Amazon. It's so simple. It makes much more of a decision to go and source something that's being made locally or by an independent. It's fundamental, I think, to survival.
I'm Alex Hakes for West Kent Radio.